many blessings of life, and so thankful to be here with you all today. I'm Brother Tommy Brooks, the host, the minister of this congregation, and we're thankful to be able to provide the services to the friends and family of our dear Brother Oscar. I want you to know that Brother Oscar was a member here, and certainly was a pleasure to get to know him in the last few years of his life, and thankful for him. His eulogy has been done by those of you who know him much better than I do from a personal level, even going back to 72. Amen. I graduated in 78, so I'm a little younger than you all, but I'm thankful to be here. Amen. Won't you still be above the ground? Amen. So again, briefly, we have two services today, and we are managing our services so that we can accommodate all the family. Thanks, Sister Barry, for working with us. She's been really great to work with, and to the family. Those of you that I don't know, I want you to know that we are praying for you and praying for those who are in need of prayer. And certainly you'll need, not just at this time, you'll need God to help you through the days to come, as well as we mourn the loss of a loved one. And so the Bible and the churches of Christ, what you're experiencing here is some of the things you would experience on Sunday morning. If you worship with us, we sing without the help of mechanical instruments, the music, we will pray. We'll take the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Every Sunday. We don't tithe in the churches of Christ. We give as God has prospered us. And so you're experiencing some of that. So a cappella singing is very beautiful when you have all the voice. That song we just sung, it takes all the different altos and tenors and beautiful song, but after a while, there will be a day, after a while. So for a few minutes, I want to talk about what Oscar done. One of the things that stands out to me about him and what I'm hearing from his teammates and all that he was he had a good eye to hit the mark, don't you think? When he shot that three-pointer, he would hit the mark and say, swish. Is that right, basketball players? You know it's a good shot when it don't even touch the rim. It just goes to the bottom of the net. Sounds like he was that kind of a basketball player. It sounded like he was a leader. Amen. And he shot with a mark to win the prize, which is the winner. And I want to talk about that in terms of the game of life as we live it. There's a three-pointer shot before the buzzer that you better hit before the buzzer. The buzzer is death. For it's appointed unto man once to die. We're in this game called life. And the buzzer has sounded for him. But I want to share with you all what I taught him. And he was interested in saving his soul before the buzzer. And we all better be interested. Like it or not, the buzzer gonna blow. It's an appointment we're going to answer. And if we're in this game, we better hit the 3 points. The Bible says in 1 John 5 and verse number 16, verse 7, there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Son, the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And the Word became flesh. That's Jesus. There's the Father, the Son, and then the Holy Spirit. This is called not Trinity, but the Godhead in the Bible. And they brought record. This is the record from heaven, which is the book all of us must know what it says before the buzzer sound. 3 points you better hit. All of us better hit them. Is that we believe everything that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit gave us in the Word. For these three are one, and they agree. And so there is a heaven, according to this record, to win and a hell to miss. Amen. Jesus said in John 8:21, if a man die in his sins, he can't go to heaven. Where I am, you cannot come. Many believe that everyone goes to heaven, but the record indicates that only a few going to make it. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13, Jesus said, in the ye end at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way to lead to destruction. And many would go that way. But straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to life. And he said, few there be to find it. Who will find it? Those who hit the first 3 points.
The three point is the Bible. The Word of God is not a private interpretation, but something given us from God to us. John 16, 13, Jesus said, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, that's the Holy Spirit, shall come, he shall guide you into all truth. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scriptures given by the inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished. 2 Peter 1:20, 21, it said, knowing this first, no prophecy of the scriptures of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake, and they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So you got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, not shall not. Meaning when I grew up, and I grew up in the Baptist faith, wonderful people. However, we misquoted John 3:16. John 3:16 does not say shall not. Rebecca read it, say should not. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believe in him should not perish if they obey him. Should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world. There come the second one of the Godhead, the Father. Then come the Son, as Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world, he gave his Son. His Son didn't come to the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's the second one in the Godhead. So the Father gave the Son gave his life, and the Holy Spirit gave us the scripture. That's how we got them. That's three records. That's the record.
Amen.
Three-pointer you better hit. Don't believe man's doctrine. Don't believe what man say. Like, for example, I give you some things I believe when I was growing up. I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. They said, call my uncle Reverend. The Bible said, holy and reverend is God's name. No more. Matthew 23, 7 through 9 said, call no man father. I can't do that no more. Amen. Somebody say, God heard. They told us God heard a sinner's prayer. Did God hear? The Bible says, and the record says, and this we know, God heard not sinners. John 9, 30, better go read it. Better go read it. Men who call themselves Reverend Fathers are telling us to pray a sinner's prayer in the Bible. The record, the three-pointer says, God hears not a sinner. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save. Neither is your heavy that he cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. This is y'all's decision. Then God sent his son comes to the world. He hangs on a cross. He's beaten by with a whip. They hang him on the cross of Calvary between the twilights of two worlds, thief on each side. They hang him on the cross. And on that cross, the Son of God would be crucified, giving life to save the world. Then when they took him down off the cross, he came and was buried and rose again. In Mark 16, 15, the command came to the world. And God so loved the world that Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe in is baptized shall be saved. Somebody said, what is the gospel, Brother Brooks? Go back to the record. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, the Bible says, moreover, brother, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, wherein you stand, by which you also are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain. What did you preach? What did I preach to Oscar? How that Christ died for his sins, according to the scripture. How he was buried and rose again the third day, according to the scripture. Oscar heard that gospel. Oscar believed that gospel. Because I preached it to him, I taught it to him, he repented, said, I need to get my life right with God. That was a decision. He was going to go with the record. And in the record, he referred to baptism for the remission of sins. He said, he that believe and is baptized shall be saved. So he believed. He repented. He made a confession found in Acts 8:37. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, let me give you a pointer. So you know, before the buzzer, you want to make that confession. Well, why is that? Because every knee gonna bow after the buzzer.
Amen.
Every knee gonna bow. Every mouth gonna confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So Oscar said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus in the record said in Matthew 10:32, he said, if you'll confess me before me, and I'll confess you before your Father. And the angels of him. So I taught him that he made that confession before us and before me. He said, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then after that, we baptize him. Well, why did we baptize him? Because he had to hit the second three-pointers, which is found in verse number 7 of 1 John 5, verse 8. He said, "This, there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood." Now, so in baptism, you got water, Revelation 1:5 says the blood washes away our sins. There's the blood. Acts 2:38 says we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The gift is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is intelligent. Then what he done, the Holy Spirit gave us the word. Therefore, he obeyed from the heart this form of doctrine. So when he did, then his spirit bared witness with the Spirit of God. He contacted the blood of Jesus in belief by faith that there's blood in that water. Now you say, Brother Brooks, I don't see no blood in that water. You didn't see no Jesus on the cross either. You believe in Jesus on the cross because of this record right here. Amen. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So Oscar stepped into baptism, and we buried him with Christ, according to Revelation 6, Romans 6, 3. And then his sins were washed away, Acts 22, 16. Ananias told Saul, which is the chief of sinners, said, rise, why tarish thou? Be baptized, wash away your sins. Calling, there come prayer power. You got to have that three-pointer, water, blood, spirit. Amen. Got it? Once you see your sins are washed away, then the spirit then leads you, and the spirit gave us the word. Here it is. The record, better hit that three-pointer. You say, what are my options, Brother Brooke? Doctrines and commandments of men. Amen. Bible says, Jesus said in Matthew 7:1, how be it in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrines. The commandments of men, we're laying aside the doctrine of Christ. We lay aside doctrine, we lay aside the record. Matthew 15:8-9. Jesus said, these people draw not to me with their mouth. They calling him Jesus, honor him with their lips, but their heart is far from me. He said, in vain they worship me. There's something called vain worship. If you caught up in vain worship, you missed the three-pointer. Teaching for doctrines, the commandments of men. So what do I teach people? I say, look here. Here's what we believe in Church of Christ. The Bible is absolutely 100% right.
Amen.
For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. What is the body? Ephesians 4:4 says there's one body. Ephesians 1:22 says the body is the church. So if I believe in one God from this record, one spirit, one Holy Spirit, one Jesus, then there's one church. Y'all didn't know that. But hit that three-pointer. Find it. Well, who am I going to find in one church with every church on the corner? There's a church on every corner. From the record, the three that gave the bare record is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. What witness do I need? You better have some water, some blood, and spirit.
Amen.
If you miss those three pointers, you'll die in your sins. Well, you say, well, Brother Brooks, I just don't believe that. Well, you die and take that up with God. I'm going to have to go with the record. Yeah, so which church is it? Here's what I tell Oscar. Well, Oscar, if you can find Jesus in here and you can find God in this book, then you can find the church in here. Romans 16:16, Paul told them, and salute one another, holy kiss, the churches of Christ salute you. Which church I'm going to tell you about, Church of Christ? It's the only one in there. So you say, Brother Brooks, I didn't know that. Well, I didn't know it either until somebody told me. Go back and read it then. Go check it for yourself. You owe it to your soul because the buzzer going to sound. It sound for him. It is going to sound for you and me. But here's the three-point I'm going to hit, that the Bible came from Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and I'm going to stick with it as absolute truth. The other three I'm going to hit is I'm going to be baptized in water, contact the blood,
amen,
led by the Spirit.
Amen.
And if I led by the Spirit, I'll make it to heaven. Why? I'm pressing for the winner. I'm pressing toward the mark. As I said, he shot left-handed. Swish. Until you shoot the three-pointer, you don't want to miss the rim. You want to hit the mark. Why? A prize comes. It's the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Hopefully you got the lesson. The lesson was this. Oscar heard the gospel. Oscar believed it. Oscar repented of his sins. Oscar confessed before us he believed Jesus Christ, Son of God. Oscar was baptized for the remission of his sins, and Oscar was added to the one church, which is the Church of Christ. How can you preach such a message, Brother Brooks? Because I hit the three-pointer. The record is right. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Now, I'm going to tell you, this sermon is recorded. Sometimes I remember the first time I visited the church, because I never heard some of this stuff. But if you go back and check behind me on it, do that. Get the CDs. They can be free to you. We're going to have a repass here. You'll be able to come back, and I'll be around here. And you have questions, you can ask me. To the family, what I've done is explain to you what this man done to prepare himself for this day. Your soul, brothers and sisters, friends, is the most valuable thing you possess. Don't risk shooting a shot and lose your soul. Three-pointers. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, water, blood, and spirit. Add you to the one church, which is the Church of Christ. And that's what you should get from my message. I speak the truth in love because I grew up. My brother got killed in the car wreck. I grew up in the Baptist church. We're all good people. All my family was. But we didn't take the Lord's Supper but on the first Sunday. We call our preacher Reverend. They told us to pray the sinner's prayer, all those things in error. How many times you got to be wrong before you're wrong? Think about what I'm saying. Don't get mad. Just think about it. Just think about it. And then here's why I dare you. I dare you to read behind me. Because you're going to find out everything I told you was in the scripture. Did I do it in love? Yes, absolutely. Why? Because I don't know. This might be my last message. It might be your last. But I know this. God, we're going to all have to give an account to God. Amen? So to the family, I spoke the truth in love. I don't know who here is looking for truth. May not be none of you. Might be one of you. But I know this. The Bible said the hour coming and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. Watch this now. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. If you've been seeking truth, he used Oscar death to get you in front of this message. Don't take it lightly, because he might be ready to blow the buzzer on you. Amen?
Amen.
Good lesson?
Amen.
So if out in the foyer, you can sign up for the CD. We'll be back here after we go to the cemetery. We'll come back and get you a good meal. We're really nice people. We'll take care of you. Amen. To the family, we love you all. May God bless you. May God bless you in a special way. I lost my wife a year ago. It's hard to lose somebody you really love. I know what it is. So this is called the house of mourning, you all. Ecclesiastes 7 says, Solomon said, it's better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting. See, a lot of people want to make funerals a party. The Bible says sorrow is better than laughter. What he does with death is bring us to the state of mourning and sorrow, for the living will lay it to heart. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1 through 5. If you go there and read it, he's saying death is to put us in a state of sorrow, state of mourning, so we can think about our death is coming. Are you ready for the buzzer? May God bless you. Back in hands, MC.
So I'll say amen. Thank you, brother.